Today is April 15th, 2024, and this is the Pulse Museum's daily centennial moment. Drunken driver gets stiff jolt following crash. As a result of an automobile collision on Lincoln shortly after noon Sunday in which a car driven by Thomas Norris was badly damaged, John Oscarson of Raymond was arrested on his charge of driving while drunk, and when he pled guilty before Police Judge Charles W. Smith yesterday, was sentenced to pay a fine of $100, serve 5 days in the city jail, and have his operator's license revoked. Oscarson was arrested by Police Chief T.A. Carnine following the accident in which Norris's car was forced against a curbing and one wheel was demolished. In other news, phone cable damaged by fire. Telephone service along the entire south side of 8th Street and the district south as far as the Hoquiam River and the Bay was demoralized practically all day yesterday, when a fire built yesterday morning by R.C. Hopkins, contractor, burned through the sawdust fill of an alley between 8th and 9th Streets to a telephone cable and burned about 10 feet of the cable. The telephone company immediately put a crew of men to work, and by 5 o'clock most of the phones were in order, and it was thought that the damage would be completely repaired by today. In other news, reward posted for vandals capture. Reward of $200 for information resulting in the arrest and conviction of the person or persons who Saturday night defaced the stonework and building near the doors of the First National Bank was offered yesterday by bank officials, according to Chief of Police T.A. Carnine, who was notified of the destruction. According to A.G. Rockwell, cashier of the bank, a hammer or other sharp instrument was used to chip off stone of the doorways and corner of the bank in positions where it cannot be replaced. In other news, falling tree hits logger, breaks leg. Struck by a falling tree, Ben Burns, 63, windfall bucker at Clemens Logging Camp near Melbourne, sustained a broken leg this afternoon. Burns was brought to Aberdeen General Hospital by Martin Larson of the Aberdeen Ambulance Company. Men who were working with him brought Burns to Melbourne. And finally, highwaymen get small loot Sunday. Armed bandits who staged two robberies in the city Sunday night got one gold watch and no money, according to reports made at police headquarters by two victims. A short man with a revolver stopped Ira Lurie, 106 West 6th Street, on Broadway between 3rd and 4th Streets and took his watch. The man was unmasked, according to Lurie. He appeared to be an Italian, he said. A masked thief held up James Wall, second head, at Human Michigan Streets. Wall had neither valuables nor money in his possession, he told Desk Sergeant William Atwell. Police have good descriptions of the two yeggs and were scouring underworld dives for them today. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on April 15, 1924. The Polson is excited to welcome you back to your community's history museum to see all the changes we made during our winter closure with the launching of 3 new exhibits that explore transportation, maritime, and manufacturing history here on the harbor. The centerpiece exhibit, The Spectacular Vanishes When Horses Left the Harbor, takes an in-depth look at the first 3 decades of the last century when true horsepower gave way to mechanized horsepower. The museum is open Wednesdays to Saturdays 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Pulse Museum's daily centennial moment.